Father, we long for everything that you want to give us. We long to receive all that you have for us. Would you reassure us you're focused on us? Would you begin to bless us now? Just come, I pray. Just come, I pray, Lord Jesus. Just come, bless. Just come, bless. Just come, bless us, Lord. Come, bless us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just bless us. Just sense there may be one or two people who have an impression that God has given them, whether it's a verse of scripture or a picture or a word of some sort, which they know isn't either just for them or for them at all, but is for someone else. If you sensed a verse of scripture just not going away, or a picture or a verse, just would you shout it out? And I may be wrong, but just occasionally I have this sense that God has something to say to others through people here. Shia Karakia, Shikesh, Karakia, Shikesh. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Word just encouraging us to be more aligned to the will of God, to have the receive His freedom to come into line with His will.
Just had a sense that there are some people here who have trouble or fear or failure, and God just wants to reassure you that you do not need to let your trouble consume you today or tomorrow. And God wants to assure you that do not let your heart be troubled in this moment.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Yes. Promise of graciousness and God's peace descending on us.
I saw the image of a hand and the cheeks under it. And the scripture that came to mind was when Jesus was lamenting and said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I long to cover you like a mother would gather its chicks." And I felt like I was one of those chicks under the cover of Jesus.
Someone confirming that they had exactly the same picture. Just cover us, just that word being confirmed by someone else. And in a different sector of the financial services industry, so that's rather encouraging, isn't it? There's unity at every level in the Lord Jesus Christ. Anything else? Shia Karakia Shikia. Father, I just want to thank you for those words. Thank you that when we give you space, that you just come to us. and just speak to us. Would you help us grab a moment to respond to those and receive from you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, how very exciting. Now, in a few minutes, there'll be an opportunity for anyone who would like to receive prayer. So if God has spoken to you through one of those words, do please come and receive prayer. Or if you think, I'm not quite sure I want to go out to the front and be prayed for by the vicar, just look, which, you know, some of you may just think, you know, he looks far too Church of England. Do just grab someone you know and get them to pray for you. And sometimes I just move out among the church. So, you know, you never know what pops up, do you? Which is all very encouraging. Just before we prayed, there was a sense of someone rushing to church through really heavy rain and slipping up because of the wet pavements and whatever, and sense the Holy Spirit just saying, you know, if there are things that are stopping you receiving the blessing, just come and carry on, push through and receive it. So do come and receive from the Lord. And before you go, if you've a moment, or at 5:30, there are always one or two of us here who'd love to pray for you if you need to rush back to the office at lunchtime. Let me just read to you, if I may, a few verses. I've just got one notice. At the back is, and this is for the last time of asking, say I, as though I'm calling bands of marriages. We'll be calling yours, won't we, in a couple of weeks' time? So it'll be real bands of marriages. But there's the last, the membership list is at the back. I think we've got everyone on it. So do just check if you can. Many of you know that you're on it, so you can just receive and then rush out. But if you are not sure, just check. Let me read, if I may, a few verses from John chapter 20. John chapter 20 and verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. His disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they're not forgiven." I've got about a minute and a half, so you won't get the full sermon, but I hope you'll get something, which I think just chimes in with what the Lord Jesus has been flagging up already today. Here on that first Easter Sunday, in that upper room, the Lord Jesus was highlighting that right from the start, from the first day of resurrection, Jesus was speaking about restoration and a new start to his closest friends. The thing he wanted to get across, that with everything else the resurrection spoke of, it spoke of restoration and a new start. And that's highlighted in verse 22. And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." We're meant to hear in this verse echoes from the creation accounts in Genesis. For the moment of creation, we read in Genesis chapter 2, God breathed his own breath into human beings. It was the breath of life. They became, Genesis says, truly alive, truly alive with the life of God that God had breathed into them. Genesis talks about that on the first day of the week. And now here, on the evening of the first day of the week, as we read in verse 19, when Jesus was ushering in the new creation that was brought about by his resurrection. He breathes on his disciples, enabling them to experience the restoring life of God, that breath of the Spirit that brings healing and restoration, undoing all the long and deep effects of generations of rebellion and sin, and making them fully alive with the life of God. And God looks at us today, and he's spoken to us in various specific ways and says, let me breathe on you. Let me breathe on you my restoring life. Let me make you fully alive. Let me give you the fruit of the resurrection that brings new life and a new start in the middle of a busy week with a new experience of God. He wants to breathe on you with his Holy Spirit. He wants to restore you.